5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Fantasy. Life is an illusion. It's how you perceive it. Wake up, open your eyes, and believe. Every day, every podcast we do, every day, I'm going to create a passage like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you created that. That sounded exactly like an Eckhart Tolle.
That's my mantra.
It's an original?
I just made it up. I'm going to say it again. Fantasy.
That's not an English accent.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be an English accent, okay? It's supposed to be a different accent from a different land.
Oh.
In a different time period and a different dimension, okay?
Oh, my.
Fantasy. Oh. Would you guys?
Okay, we're listening.
You guys are assholes.
Do it.
I'm being serious.
Okay, come on.
You read it the way I just said it.
Fantasy.
Yes.
Life is an illusion.
Yes.
It's how you perceive. Wake up. Open your eyes. And believe.
Yes. Welcome to another episode of Tiger Belly. I'm Bobby, and we got Kalila, we got Gilbert, and we got George Pink, and then we got Bryce, cousin, brother, whatever.
Nephew.
You know what I mean? Nephew. And we got my little brother Stevie Weeby in the house.
Stevie Weeby.
So welcome to another episode of Tiger Belly. Listen to me right now. I'm going through something. I'm going through a lot of rage in my life. Because today I was at the Gelson's and I put my dog into a little cart. What do you call it?
Shopping cart.
Is that what you call it? I put it in the shopping cart and I'm walking through Gelson's and there's a new manager there. Some white guy, thick. He's like a muscle. You know, how white dudes are kind of fat, but they're also buff.
Husky.
Yeah. Husky. Yeah.
Excuse me, sir. He says, excuse me, sir. The dog cannot be in the cart. So I picked up the dog. I was going to carry him. It's got to be on a dog and a leash. And then you know what I said under me? Like, fucking cocksucker, motherfucker. Like, I said it. That's you know right. what I mean? Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm sorry, I didn't make up the rules. And then, you know what I did? I went to every employee, because I've been going to that Gelson's for 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
And going, who's that guy? Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, he's our new manager. I go, he's a cocksucker. But I did.
What you said?
Yeah, and I would go to every single, and then there's the other manager, the Mexican guy that's training him. I walked to him and go, I've been coming here for 10 years. That guy's a cocksucker. He's like, I don't know what you're saying. I go, yeah, he is. And then I went in my car and I felt guilty that I did all that for no reason. Why? Because he was just following the rules.
Rules are rules.
Yeah.
You're not above the law.
Yeah, I am. I'm Jean-Claude Van Damme. I'm above. What? No, that's Steven Seagal. Above the law?
Above the law.
Mm-hmm. And what was the other thing I got raged for? There was another incident.
Was it Destiny related?
Yeah.
Why?
The lag switching and...
No, Steve. My brother... What are you talking about?
Well, every time we play, because Iron Banner's going on and Trials of Osiris, there's always one person, always one, that they're red barring.
What does that mean?
That means their internet connection's bad.
Oh, okay.
And then it'll go green, red, and then I already talked about it.
So they disappear and they appear.
Yeah.
And my brother and his neighbor Craig the nerd.
No, Craig's Frank, a good guy, dude. Shout out to Craig.
You guys, no.
He's a good dude.
I like Craig.
Yeah, we love Craig.
Sweet.
Oh, excuse me.
Okay.
You're really mean to Craig. You need
I
to
love
fucking
Craig, but
pipe
excuse
down
me.
With Craig. I hear
Frank
him.
Frank and Craig on my fire team. They'll contact Bungie and do
you could report them. Gil, you could report players.
You know what I mean?
Really?
And like, how much of a nerd do you need to be?
You could go to their gamer tag
is to go and narc
and then click on it
on some
and
other
then
guy, get some kid that you're playing against
to Bungie.
What?
You guys are literally talking simultaneously.
tell me what you said.
Well, I said you could click on their gamer tag and then you could report them to Bungie.
And does that make you feel good?
I don't really do it that much. I did it last night, though.
What did you say?
Because we're playing, remember, Iron Banner, and this fucker was cheating. He's a cheater.
How do you know that, though?
What if they have bad internet? No?
No, that's understandable, but when they're going from green to red, you know what I mean? That's some fishy
shit. See, what happens is you're shooting at a guy, then he disappears, and then he's in back of you, and that's the problem, and that's not fair. Mm-hmm. But what I do in my heart, I go, you know what, it's just a game, let's just move on. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to narc.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'm not, I'm like, I'm good in a mafia. You wouldn't be good in a mafia.
What do you mean?
You would narc.
You'd snitch?
You would snitch.
Oh, I don't do that.
You nah. did last night.
You know what? Steve is less likely to snitch than you. You have the biggest mouth.
You know who does it more is Craig and Frank.
What?
They do it the most.
What, snitch?
Well, report players.
That's what I'm saying. So fuck Craig.
No.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Come on.
I know. Craig's a good guy. A good guy. Mm-hmm. He's a very good guy.
He's good. He's Team McGregor.
Yeah. So, yeah, oh, speaking of Team McGregor.
Oh, here we go.
I'm sorry, Steve.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Steve.
I'm sorry for your loss.
He's a fan of both.
But your boy, Nate Diaz, lost.
It was a decision.
And it was an incredible fight.
Incredible.
Oh, my God.
Okay, can I throw my two cents in?
Go ahead.
I feel like Diaz could have knocked him out in the third.
Yeah. There was 20 more seconds left.
If they had a couple more seconds left, because Connor looked gassed.
He looked gassed.
Nothing in the tank. Mm-hmm. And he won, no excuses, but he did at times kind of stalled a little bit, turned a shoulder and walked away doing weird stuff.
But that's also now, a strategy. Now, in Pride,
they would have yellow carded him in Pride.
Pride is, explain to people what Pride is.
Pride was a different fighting organization in Japan. You know, Sakuraba, that's how I discovered. So Sakuraba 90s, and Igor Vochanchin and all my favorites.
You know Igor? Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I know about Igor, yeah.
Yeah, we, and, excuse me.
No, we used to buy him.
Yeah, it's not as if you're the one that educated me on MMA.
I never educated you.
All right, or you. My brother and I.
Where's this rage coming from?
Fuck you. My brother and I have been affluent, right, and
I
educated about that world long before you even got into it, my friend.
Is that why you said all of two words when you did the fight companion?
Now here we go.
She's referring to the Joe Rogan fight companion.
Yeah, yeah.
You might have known a lot about the early years, but let me tell you, you've only recently started to educate yourself in the last 3 months. And that's because you felt the need to catch up with the rest of the world, including me.
Okay.
Let's be honest, Bobby.
Let's be honest. But
the last 4 years, you've fallen off completely.
But he's caught up now.
He's caught up very well, though,
He knows a lot.
I know a lot now, okay?
Ooh, shout out to Eric Koch, the Phoenix Koch. He plays Destiny with us, so shout out to him.
Which I just learned, which is crazy.
Okay. Eric Koch is an MMA fighter.
Eric
he's Koch. In the UFC.
Yeah, he's from, lives in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. 155 pounder.
And he plays with us, me, Eric Griffin, my brother, and Frank and Craig on, you know, Crucible on Destiny, and he's extremely
very good. Skilled.
You know,
very
I don't like his
skilled.
Tone with me.
What does Eric Koch say to you?
No, it's not that. It's just his tone is sometimes like, I'll crush your skull in. And last night I told him that I was not afraid of him.
I know. And you I said was that like, whoa. Yeah, Bobby stood up to him.
I'm not physically afraid of you. You can kill me all you want, but talk to me like I'm a fucking man.
Oh,
right? He KO'd his last guy he fought.
I know. But I didn't know that. I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
One punch.
Dude,
one punch.
He's a monster. Yeah. He's a beast. He's a monster.
Now I regret what I said.
Dude.
So I want to shout out to Eric.
You would keep your mouth shut.
I apologize for last night.
You would keep your mouth shut.
All right. We're all good.
Oh, yeah.
Dog. Right. Is he white?
Yeah, he's a white guy.
You can never tell. Mm-hmm. Because Eric Griffin sounds like a white guy, but he's not.
Yeah.
Eric does not.
He's a fat, ugly black guy. And then also, so Connor, congratulations.
Yeah, good
and I don't
fight,
think they should
fight.
Have a third fight. I mean, they did it. It's fine.
I'm kind of confused about people thinking or saying that Nate won that fight. Extremely confused.
I'm not saying that.
No, not no, you, but no. There are people who, I mean, even some experts just basically just looking at the metrics, you know, just looking at the numbers. It's like you can never just judge a fight based on the metrics because you have a guy like Connor who probably didn't throw as much, but he had more power and precision and he knocked him down 3 times and the metrics don't account for that. The metrics strictly account for punches thrown, punches landed, significant strikes. They don't account for the actual power behind those strikes, you know?
Why do you guys like Connor so much?
I like Diaz too.
Because he's allowed Nate to receive the money that Nate has deserved for the last decade. Nate has always deserved that much money, but it took a guy like Conor McGregor, unfortunately, to really kind of, you know, be this lovable or villainous guy, depending on, you know, whether or not you hate or love him, to really catapult the sport to where it is today in such a marketable way.
You know what? I grew to kind of like Conor more than I did because he's got so much respect for fighters. You know,
yeah.
Like he gave Nate his, you know, respect.
I hated him. What I used mean? To call him a leprechaun, remember?
Yeah. And I used to call him a drunk. No, but he's a respectable dude, man. You know, dude, man,
fucking,
you know?
You know,
yeah. And he trained hard. He got, like, wait, spent but
what,
six
what
figures.
What did it for me was when he fought Jose Aldo, knocked him out, and he was so gracious at the end. He felt, he gave him respect.
Great champion.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Jose Aldo, mm-hmm. not so much. Mm-mm. And then when Conor McGregor lost to Nate Diaz, he lost like a man. Mm-hmm. He did the fucking interview at the end. Mm-hmm. Then he did a post-conference. When Ronda Rousey lost, what'd she do? She bailed.
Bye.
Well, he said he was inefficient with his energy, which I
But Conor is a
thoughtful,
intelligent.
Yeah,
you know, good guy. He's a good guy. He's just trying to sell a fight. I think that I believe now that without Conor, the UFC wouldn't be as exciting.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't have sold to WME.
But you do like Nate too, though, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Diaz love brothers. Nate. I love the Diaz brothers. There aren't any two brothers more exciting to watch. I can't wait till Nick, you know, is able to fight again.
I'm happy Nate got paid.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day.
$2 million, man.
Yeah.
Hey, nope. Nope.
He got
way
more than that,
we think. Apparently, from the pay-per-view, it's over 10.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I'm talking about
to
just
Nate.
Alone.
Oh, just,
almost more than Brock.
I mean, imagine how upsetting it is to be a guy like Anderson Silva who had defended his title so many times for so many years and probably never saw the amount of money in all of his fights combined compared to one fight that Nate.
Yeah.
You know, to amount that Nate made in one fight. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just that time now where people are starting to really rally behind the sport and they're seeing like, okay, like these fighters really
deserve the money, you know.
I have a resentment toward Dana White.
Why?
Finally? Thank you for finally.
I finally have a resentment.
What is
it? My resentment is this, okay? Years ago, I was a presenter at MMA award show in Vegas.
I went with you.
You went with me, right?
You guys got the...
Tito Ortiz sat next to me.
Yeah, Tito Ortiz sat next to my brother.
I was kind of in between his seat, like his... He was like right here, and I got scared.
You got scared. And I remember whispering to my brother.
I went like this. I went.
Yeah, yeah. Like he that. Moved aside, and I go, and Steve, I don't worry about it. He's a good guy.
And then my mind started spinning.
Yeah, and then when my brother's in this situation, I always have to whisper.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
just breathe.
I was scared, man.
There's another guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Bob, I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah, I was scared.
Calm down.
It's Tito Ortiz,
dude. I have to do my thing, right? So I did it with, you know, there was a bunch of people. Steve O was that, right? So then afterwards, we're at dinner.
John Jones was there.
John Jones was there. Mm-hmm. We're at dinner. Mm-hmm. And Dana White goes to Steve O because Steve O was standing next to him, sitting next to me at a dinner. And he just kind of briefly says hi to me. And he's just talking to Steve. I love, you know, Jack, you know what I mean? All that stuff, right? And then during the fight, I saw David Spade. Right, mm-hmm. I know that Jim Norton is now doing a podcast for UFC. Mm-hmm. Right,
yeah. Mm-hmm. With Matt,
and and I'm a bigger fan than David Spade. I'm a bigger fan than probably Jim Norton. Mm-hmm. And they don't give me nothing.
Oh shit!
Shogun was there too.
What? You don't even listen to?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What was that? Listen to me right now, man.
I know you said.
No, stop, stop, stop.
Yeah.
I'm pouring my heart out.
I know.
To you.
I'm sorry.
And then you go, Shogun was. There, oh, where? What was Shogun?
At the
UFC thing.
Yeah. We've moved on from that.
Oh, okay.
You know what your problem is?
My mind's
no, no, it's not that.
I'm sorry.
Okay, no, shut up. Okay. Look at me, okay? This is what's got to stop with you and I. Mm-hmm. When I'm talking to my brother, he won't be looking at me, and he'll be having a conversation.
He already knows.
With an invisible entity.
Steve.
I know.
So I'll be like, hey, Steve, what'd you think of that movie? And my brother will have his head turned, looking at something else, going, hey, man, don't do that to me, man. I'll be like, yeah. And you'll have a conversation with somebody else.
I see you talking to yourself. But I don't know if you're psyching yourself up or if you're actually hearing voices.
No, he's putting himself in situations.
Yeah, I come up with scenarios.
Scenarios in his head.
Like,
and
make
he relives
scenarios
it.
And I live it out.
Unfortunately, but it's during when I'm talking.
Every time.
And so it's like he's not listening. He just did it too.
Yeah.
Shogun was there. Yeah, but I was just talking. Anyway, it's fine.
I'm sorry.
And it's okay. You're never going to get.
I'm listening.
Can I get an example of one of these scenarios? Like.
I don't know. I can't think of it off the top.
He puts himself. Like, I know. I remember one when we were in the car.
Go
when
ahead.
We were talking about what we would say to, like, people if, like, you know how, like, we say, what would you have said to that guy if he did this to you?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And so you would put yourself in a rage.
Yeah.
You would come up with five different things you would say to him.
I'd play it out in my head.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't realize people were watching.
Yeah.
I gave you that Nashville story where I was at the barbecue place, right?
Oh.
And a white man came up from behind. He put his arm around me and he said, son, pull up your pants. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I acted like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Yeah. Right?
And then I would be like, no, mind your business. Or like,
yeah, but see, I tell my brother a story like that, and then I'd be like, he'll react. He'll like do a scenario in his head, but he lives it through his mouth and his body, so you're watching him do it.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
I know. It probably looks crazy like when I do it.
Yeah. Oh, it is crazy.
And then, it's crazy, man.
It's crazy.
So who did you see at In-N-Out?
Oh,
I want to talk about that.
I saw Sophie Turner, Sansa Stark.
Game of Thrones.
At In-N-Out.
Can I tell you the story?
Yes.
Tell it to the mic.
Okay. So I did my nightly grocery shopping.
Where do you go for that?
Well, if it's too late for Trader Joe's, I go to Ralph's on Sunset.
The Rock and Roll Ralph's.
Okay. I had my backpack on me.
Yeah.
And I got my little groceries. I discovered a new soda called Birch Beer. It's delicious.
Is it a ginger beer?
Yeah, but it tastes in between a ginger beer and root beer. Birch beer.
You love it?
I love it. It's delicious. So I got some of that. I'm like, I'm on.
What else do you get? I want to know what your spot shopping's like.
Okay, for real?
Yeah. For a week.
No, okay. Just at Ralph's, what'd you get that night?
Well, I buy a thing of cheese. Cheddar cheese, a block of cheese.
Okay.
And Ritz crackers.
Uh-huh.
And pepperoni. That's my meal.
That's it?
Yeah.
So you get Ritz crackers.
I get Ritz crackers.
A stick of salami or something.
No, individual pepperoni.
Oh, individual, yeah.
And then a block of cheese.
When you do this, a circle with your hands, I know what a pepperoni is shaped like. You know what I mean?
George.
Steve, a pepperoni is never like, you know what I mean, like this. It's always like that. Okay, good.
Teaching your brother about
So you have birch beer, pepperoni, a gigantic block of cheese, and Ritz characters in your bag.
And bottled water. Mm-hmm.
Then you went to, go ahead.
Ooh, but then sometimes if I'm feeling in the mood, I buy a pint of mint chip ice cream.
Interesting.
From what brand?
Just the Kroger's.
Oh. What?
Yeah, because it's only like $1.49.
That's right.
You gotta get the Talenti.
Yeah.
So anyway, Tissot.
All right, got my groceries and I'm on Sunset. I'm skating back towards my, my place. And I go, you know what? I have a couple extra bucks on me. I should, I'm kind of hungry. I was either gonna go to a Subway or In-N-Out. Mm. And thank God I picked In-N-Out.
Wow. Why? So what happened?
So you walk in.
So.
take it slow. Every detail.
I walk in. I order, my usual double-double animal style. I get my shit. It's crowded, by the way. I mean, it's unusually crowded this night. It's crowded. I don't know why. Okay? So I'm by the soda machine.
To the left, yeah.
To the left.
I've been there, yeah.
So I'm chilling. And then, it's the cats. I notice this very familiar face in line. And I go, where have I seen her?
it doesn't click right away.
Does it register that?
No, because I'm in disbelief, but then I know. Because it's like, it's almost, you're trying to process this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you see it. I'm such a big fan of Game of Thrones, and you don't forget that, but then it's unbelievable. Like, no, it can't be. It can't be. Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, I, it was kind of a creeper stare. I didn't break my stare for about 5 minutes. I was like.
it was rapey? Was it rapey? No, that's not creepy. That's okay.
But for 5 minutes?
Yeah, I didn't break it. I was just like, what the?
And did Sansa look back?
She was just trying to, just like looking the other way.
What was she wearing?
Oh, a Rams. They went to a Rams football game. She had a Rams jersey on. Rams.
Wow.
Football. It was blue and yellow.
Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, Los Angeles Rams.
Is she not English?
She's from England.
She's from Northampton,
I think. Could it have been somebody else?
No.
Yeah, now that I think about it, couldn't not
Rams jersey? No. Like, she's not.
The reason
like
why, let me get to the part. Let me get to the part.
I got to get to her Instagram now. Let me get to the part.
Yeah, yeah.
Because because she walked towards the soda machine, and then I walked behind, like to the side, and I heard this Asian couple talking, and I noticed the vibe was, everyone was staring at her.
Oh, you weren't the only one.
No. Okay. And so, I overheard them, and she goes, "Oh my God, that's blah blah." You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. And then I overheard it, and then she actually walked up, and then they she got a picture with her.
She was at the Rams game.
Holy shit, it was her.
Yes, it was her.
Yeah, it was her.
Oh my God, I and knew it.
August 14th.
Yes, mm-hmm. I was there. She was at my In-N-Out Burger, man. Yeah. Oh my God.
Now, let me ask you something. If she walked up to you and says, "Hi, are you Steve? I'm a huge friend."
Oh, just listen. Listen. I don't like this scenario. It would never happen. But go ahead. But go ahead.
I'm a huge fan of Monchi. Listen. Look, listen. Just follow along.
Okay.
What would you say?
I would probably just
say it. Say it the way you would say it. I'm her. I'm a huge fan of Monchi. Hammer.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I have that album. It's really good.
Well, you want to come to our show? Have you been to our show?
I'd like to actually go to your house right now.
That was never.
Just play it. Go.
This is a scenario, Steve. Scenario.
Go through it. Can I come to your house? What would you say?
I don't know, because this is maybe a trick question, because you know what I mean?
You set traps in your house, don't you?
Yeah. duh.
What, so,
wait, you go to her and say, right, duh.
So, you say duh. She comes into your place. Just listen. Okay.
I'm trying to. I'm trying to visualize it. I'm trying to get it in my head.
And the whole ride home, you're texting us, obviously.
Right.
Like I'm taking Sansa back.
I would text you first.
Yes. Thank you,
Steve. Which is so offensive.
No, the reason why.
Show that tattoo.
Because she's very knowledgeable about social situations. And
yeah.
You would have been like impregnate her.
Fuck her now, Steve. Fuck her now.
All right. So you're in her place, right?
Yeah.
So, I like your place.
What? She would never say that. But
okay, all right. you wanna fuck?
I would probably die of a heart attack.
Yeah, but what would you do?
Be honest.
You wanna fuck?
I mean, I'd already be naked. I would be like...
And no condom? You would just fuck her?
Oh, cream pie all the way.
Cream pie?
I mean, come on.
No, would you?
Oh, yeah.
And then a couple of months later, I'm having the baby.
I would move to. I'd have a ticket to Northampton.
Wow! What a father! I mean,
is that where she lives? I love how we use Northampton.
Or whatever.
If you're listening, what's her name?
Sophie Turner.
Sophie Turner, my brother.
Yeah.
The best.
Good genetics.
Great genetics.
I mean, stunning.
You'll have a baby that talks to itself. You know what I mean? The scenarios.
She can offset your height too, because she's really tall.
She was extremely tall.
She's 5'10", I think.
Dude, she was super tall.
Yeah.
You know what was seriously what crossed my mind at In-N-Out?
What?
Oh, did you already have your tattoo then?
Yeah.
You should have shown her.
Come on, man. I mean, a little creepy.
No, that's weird.
Really?
Yeah,
it's a stark tattoo.
If I'm at McDonald's.
Yeah, it's creepy.
If somebody
mode.
Pulls up a Mad TV fucking.
That's pretty
I'd be
weird.
Like, can you leave? That's really weird.
Bye?
Yeah, it's only a TV show?
So let me ask you guys something. Should I have tried to get a picture with her?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
I want to go Gail and then Kalai and Bob.
We said no already.
I say yes.
Yeah. I didn't do it, but maybe. I was 50-50.
I think because she's such a huge star.
Huge.
She probably doesn't get much.
You don't get bigger than that.
My thing is I always imagine that she doesn't get a lot of just like normalcy when she goes out.
Yeah.
People are probably always just looking at her this way. And I put myself in her shoes because I'm such an anxious person. If I were her, that would make me feel, you know, I am sure she's fine with it and I'm sure she's gracious, but I never like to bother people like ever.
She left with a milkshake. That's my last memory.
What? Do you know what kind?
Flavor?
What flavor?
No, but I just remember because I was half and half. I was like, should I eat it here or should I go home? And I chose to just eat there so I could just
watch her.
Just so I could just creep out on
amazing,
it.
Amazing.
So I was eating my burger just, and then once in a while I'd be like.
Amazing.
And then,
you did that?
Yeah, the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What if she was looking up at you, but you guys kept missing each other?
Like a rom-com?
Yeah. So you kept staring at me.
That was not happening.
It could have.
Different timing.
That was not happening.
It's that guy from Monchi.
Yeah.
Monchi Hammer.
Oh my God. She hasn't heard of our little underground band.
But
imagine.
You
never know. Because I'm going to tell you this right now.
Come on. What are the odds of that? Come on.
I was in Arlington.
Yeah.
Virginia. 2 weeks ago. Last week, I was in Philadelphia. The same thing happened. You know what happened?
What?
Well,
I'll tell you what happened. I had some Asian kid, both shows, two different Asian guys, come up to me and go, "Hey, can I get a photo with you? Because I have Stevie Weebies, and it's like a bucket list situation." So I go, "All right." And so they now, you know, my brother's people know him, and they want photos just in different, you know, that they know they have a photo with the brothers. Mm-hmm. Well, and when that happens, it made me very happy.
Oh, yeah. Because we did our, we hit Philly too on our East Coast thing. Yeah. Philly and then DC, right? DC and Philly. Yeah.
And I want to say this too is that thank God that I met
Dave.
David.
Yeah, he's a blessed. I mean, he's.
I mean, because not, no, because David Cho.
He's a real good dude. He's the reason
why.
Real good dude.
I think I'm having a podcast now. Mm-hmm. Right? All right. Because Kalila and I were guests on it. And since he was stopped doing it, we're like, we should do our own. Right. Not only that, you got a job.
Yeah.
Right?
And then Monty.
So we really have to thank David Cho. I mean, he really, really helped us.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and then Asa did our podcast a couple times. You know what I mean? She,
yeah, for sure.
So it's like, hey, like I'm really no grateful for her.
I'm very grateful for Dave and his family.
His family,
he's the best.
So aren't
That's why he was here at the fight.
He was just here. Yeah. He was here at the fight. Of course. Yeah.
We had
30
people
Dave.
In my house. I wasn't here.
What, if you had walked into that, would it have been too many people for you in your house? Is that the most people that have been in this house?
I think
probably,
so.
It wouldn't have, that wouldn't have happened if I was here.
Get the fuck out.
Dude, you got emotional. I don't see you get
when
like
was
that.
I emotional?
You're like the way your adrenaline was going.
That's her every fight.
That's
every
me every fight, Steve. See?
But it's this one in particular, you're like really amped for it.
Nah, and that this wasn't as bad as
the Pacquiao one.
Oh my God!
Oh,
remember that?
Oh yeah,
she went out of her fucking mind.
Oh my God!
I almost broke up with her. I'm like, well, this is
you lost your mind.
I gotta
this
leave her.
Weird.
Yeah. What's wrong with
that? Animal. I don't know why it's the only sport that incites that type of, you know, emotion out of me.
Yeah, you love fighting.
Yeah, because if you think about it, you don't. It's not like soccer or football or any other sport where you have 90 minutes, like in soccer, to figure your shit out.
Right.
You can. Your night can be over in 13 seconds or less with MMA. So it's like as soon as that bell rings, it's like my whole body is just on guard.
Tense.
You know, like I don't. Yeah. There's no comeback from a knockout. Like you, there in soccer, there's an equalizer. You still have 90 minutes to figure your shit out.
Right.
Not an MMA. Yeah. It's like, you know, good night is good night. You're out. You lost, you know?
It's also evolved to a point where I can really now look at it as a real sporting event. In the early days, it was just...
It was barbaric, dude.
Barbaric.
You could throw elbows.
No,
anything.
There were no gloves.
Ball shots.
There's no...
Anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's no weight divisions. But now it's a... It's that the elite athletes are involved. And it's just like Anthony Johnson.
That was brutal.
But today I saw a little
that
thing
was
on
brutal.
Him. He grew up on a farm.
He's from Georgia.
Get the hell out of here.
Grandparents.
No.
His grandparents raised him.
Really?
Yeah, his grandfather was an old black farmer.
What?
He was very strict.
What?
Right? And it kept telling Anthony, you're going to be the best at something.
Wow.
And instilling that kind of like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then he grew up to be... You know,
a champion,
a beast,
a champ. Yeah.
But I think that, you know, when I saw that today, I told Kalila, I go, that really just like melted my heart because it's like you really need that kind of upbringing,
foundation.
Yeah. Parental guidance, strict. You know, like my, you know, we talk about my parents. Our parents were strict.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were.
Yeah. And we got beat a lot. You know.
Yeah, Dad. Not by mom so much.
I was beat by mom.
Would you guys get beat even if you didn't do anything wrong, just because he was just having a bad day?
He was a drunk.
Yeah. Well, my mom kind of enabled him. Do you remember she'd buy beers and put them in the freezer with the Clamato?
Yeah.
So she didn't realize she was enabling him, but she was.
Yeah.
But I remember one story where you were late for school, right?
I don't know,
she drove you to school, and this guy tried to jump out of the car.
No, I did jump out of the car.
Yeah, you jumped out of the car.
Yeah, because
I mean, he was
school.
A tough guy to raise.
No, my mom was. I'm not even kidding you. There was this street called Martin Coit.
Yeah, Martin Coit.
Yeah, it goes straight down. Mm-hmm, and at the bottom of Martin Coit was the elementary school that I went to, Painted Rock. She was going like 60 miles per hour down this fucking steep hill, and I opened the door and I rolled out.
Why?
Because I'd rather die than go to school.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I mean, I was a nightmare.
Oh, and then there was a moment where you fought Dean Oliver.
Okay, all right.
Remember on the hill?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I know. I got my ass kicked. Remember?
Yeah.
Whoa, tell the story.
It okay, was just so a, there was this kid. It was a great school.
There was
fight.
This kid named Dean Oliver,
and right? I was friends with David. David's his younger the kid brother. That I played the Casio with.
Oh, so. That's the same guy.
Yeah, yeah. But his older brother
but, okay. and him weren't cool. But yes, I was best friends with David.
Dean Oliver was like this white kid, right? And he was, people used to pick on him all
the time. Oh, they called him
nerdy.
Dean the Bean.
Yeah, Dean the Bean, right?
That's his fight.
And I would literally, on the bus, I would walk up to him, hey, Dean, good morning. And I would spit in his face.
He was a
Jesus, Bobby.
Yeah.
You're
hey,
bully?
Dean, good morning.
You know what? He was like a marching band kid.
Yeah,
he was
yeah.
A cool, you know?
So you're a fucking bully.
Yeah,
you're a bully.
Kind yeah. Of. I would put a booger and stick it on his face.
Okay, you're a bully.
Yeah, I would knock his ice cream out of his hand. You know what I mean?
You're a movie bully. Yeah.
So then one day, Dean Oliver goes, you know what, man? Meet me after school at the dirt lot, right? On top of Martin Coy.
Like a movie. Right?
It was true. It was true.
It was promoted. I don't know who promoted it, but everyone in the neighborhood
yeah,
showed up.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. It was on top of
so
the hill.
So it's now
it
me
was
and Dean
hill.
Oliver, right? My brother's there and everybody, right?
Yeah.
And Dean doesn't, you know, I was kind of trying to, I didn't think he was going to fight me.
He fought you,
he
dude.
He fucking hits me in the face.
He fucked you up, dude.
And
bloody
I
nose.
Dizzy, yeah, and dizzy. And he beat the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Just hitting my face a couple of times.
Oh my God.
And I did
God.
Some like arms in the pants. And fell on the ground. I fell on the ground and then I was winded, right? And scared, right? And I never picked Tom
yeah.
again.
Tell him the part where mom drives up.
Oh yeah, then mom drives up.
Wait, what?
Bobby, get in the car!
Yeah.
And I'm bloody.
So my mom saved him.
Yeah, saved me. Yeah. You don't have to fucking.
Dude, I'm so.
Up, you didn't try to help him out, Steve?
Wait, were you
a kid? No, I was a kid. I mean, he was. We
were
in grade school.
Did you cry?
I kind of was. I kind of.
Yeah,
I mean,
know. It's
you
embarrassing.
You know, it's an older brother.
I know. Yeah. I couldn't do it.
But that put me in a weird situation because I was best friends with his younger brother.
I know.
So
David.
Weird,
me and David were. He was a kid with a Casio. Yeah. I was best friends with David.
I know. I'm so sorry that
it's
happened.
Cool.
You fucking deserved all
I
of
deserved
that.
I deserved
it. Spit in his face?
Oh, yeah. I was a fucking meanie. You know?
But you know
oh,
what?
Man.
People bullied him. Who was the guy on the wrestling team that stuck your head in the toilet?
I don't want to name his name, but
Art Kimball. Okay.
I don't want to name his name. So here's the full name. It's his address, Steve, and his social security.
Name, you said Art Kimball. That's fucking crazy.
Art Kimball was the heavyweight on for Poway's wrestling team. He was on varsity. And he would pick on Bob. Bob was trying to make 105. He was cutting down from 120,
damn.
Trying to make 105. And he would stick my brother's head in the toilet.
For what reason?
In the locker room.
Wait,
he was a
that's
bully.
That's so funny, George.
He was just a bully.
Yeah, he was a bully.
Art Kimball.
And I took that. And then I remember another guy, Mark Golden.
He was cool.
I know, but before.
Mark Golden.
Yeah, Mark Golden. Before
he lived
I was
near
friends,
Brandstetter.
I know, but before.
Okay.
Before I was friends with Mark Golden, I became good friends with Mark Golden. But before that, I remember being in the library in middle school with Art Kimball and Mark Golden. And they go, you're not going to survive in life. I go,
Jesus.
Why? Because it's because they just learned about survival of the fittest in science
yeah,
class. Because it's survival of the fittest. And you're weak. Right?
Yeah.
And I remember going home crying. I'm weak. I'm going to die. You know what I mean? But they were fucking mean.
Shit,
people don't
up.
Know this. My brother was a damn good wrestler himself.
Thank I you. Believe it.
Yeah,
he had a roll. He had a signature move on bottom, and it was
power
a
bottom.
No, it was a roll, but they called it an egg roll.
Yeah, because the way
but
I
he would be on bottom, and my brother had a unique way of clamping the guy's arm,
yeah.
and really rotating on his hip, and they
yeah,
would
every
and
he, single time,
and
it would
he would
work.
Get the reversal or an escape every time.
I would get
yeah,
the
I would want
yeah, so.
I wanted them to be on
yeah,
top of me.
My brother
so I
has
do
skills.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, you put yourself.
He was
in
good
yeah,
at
yeah.
crab riding. Like
yeah,
he
yeah,
knew
yeah,
how
yeah,
to.
He has short,
yeah,
such short
yeah.
Hand
his arms and his wrist
not
control.
Why, but okay.
Yeah, because sometimes short limbs are very
yeah,
good.
Yeah, but you don't
see.
I don't
like
know
that.
Who the fuck Hayden Panettiere is.
Well, just look her up. You have the same arms. I promise
she's
you.
She's a short yeah. blonde girl on CW or something.
Yeah, she plays a cheerleader. I know.
Yeah, you're laughing, fatty.
Hey,
you're still a fat kid.
I'm having weight problems.
You're still a fat kid.
Getting a lot of
weight. So how do you feel about them now? Like.
He's not friends with them.
Of what they told you, and then what would you say if you saw them now?
Ooh, yeah.
I would walk up to them and I would give them a hug. I don't give a fuck.
What?
Yeah, I don't have
yeah,
any.
That's a little bit weird when people hang on to like resentments from like elementary school.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes my sister was bullied severely when she was younger, and when she sees the same girls now, and they're like, "Hi, Coinda, how are you?" I mean, she gives them the side eye.
Yeah, she really
can't let go of it. And I guess I don't know what it feels like to have been bullied as bad as she did. So I'm kind of like, no, let it go. Why are you holding such grudges? You know,
I don't hold grudges. You know why though? Is because, you know, it all that stuff motivates you to break out and do something, you know, scary. And I really believe that everything led up to me doing stand-up and all that stuff, right? Because I was picked on, and then I was a bully, and then being a bully, getting beat up by a nerd, and the, you know what I mean? And then going through rehab. And I mean, all these little things that happened in my childhood led up to me at 23 signing up for open mic at a comedy club.
Yeah.
Right? So I wouldn't change any of it for the world. And now I'm here in L.A., I have a beautiful girlfriend. My brother's fucking killing it. I don't know about you, but
hey, what was that? Where was that place you worked at in La Jolla? The record place,
Disc Cafe.
Oh yeah, you remember that? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was the best job.
He used to work at this music store, and me and my friends would like go visit him. And one time we did acid. And I was afraid to go. They're like, "Let's go see your brother because we're gonna trip on the beach." And you were, I never told you this.
Yeah, tell me now.
Well, I was too afraid to go in.
Oh, you know, because I didn't want you to see me on acid. I want you to tell the story about when you were on acid. Or, no, not acid. When you were dating that American Indian girl.
Ramona?
Yes. And what did you do?
What do you mean?
Steve, what did you do?
You were in Phoenix, right? Yeah. You were seeing an American Indian girl named Ramona.
Yeah.
You went to her house at 3 or 4 in the morning when you were drunk.
Didn't I already tell you guys?
I don't know about no Native American.
Okay, so this is when I was drinking a lot.
Like your eyes.
I was, I was at the bar and, you know, drinking some beers. And it might have been a week night. I don't know. But I was there with some skater dudes. Mm-hmm. I don't know how good of friends. Whatever.
Yeah.
Bar closes. And I'm like, and this is, Ramona had moved into, out of the dorm. She had her own apartment.
She was living off campus.
Yeah, and I knew she was off university. So I'm like, dude, she like lives right there.
Yeah.
So this is, you know, around 2. I go there unannounced. And I remember she lived on the second floor. So I just, you know, I knocked.
Sound effects.
No answer. No answer.
Okay.
I do it again.
That's knocking the time.
No answer.
Yeah.
But then this turns into my skateboard truck.
Uh-huh. Oh. You do it with your skateboard
truck. With my skateboard truck.
Okay, murderer.
I know. I know. I know. I was drunk. I was so wasted.
Yeah.
This is in my mind. Oh, booty call on and out. Mm-hmm. Just craziness.
Right.
I didn't know this at the time. But Ramona had, she was living with her pregnant sister.
Oh my God.
And Steve, the pregnant sister's husband, which I didn't know, he's probably in UFC right now. He knew some shit. So I'm thinking, oh, Ramona's gonna answer the door, but it was some big Japanese dude I've never seen.
Yeah.
Before you know it, he shucks me down and has me in a fucking body lock.
Yeah.
And I'm like this.
And then what did you say?
I go, "This doesn't concern you, man." I was like this. "This doesn't concern you, man."
That's what he said.
I was like, "I want to talk to Ramona."
Yeah.
And I ended up going to jail.
He went to jail.
I went to jail. I don't know, but dude, the thing is, this is why I knew this dude had skills. Because I wrestled for like 7 years, dude. And I was like trying to peel and wrist control.
The maneuver. Yeah.
And the guy was such good, like, he had me in a Kimura, I don't know, a reverse Kimura lock or something.
Yeah.
So I was like this.
Yeah.
I was like, he had my wrist control.
Yeah.
So I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, dude, did Powie wrestling? What the fuck? My Powie wrestling.
It's not working.
My Powie ain't working. And so we, you know, we're doing that on the ground. And then before you know it, there's 2 or 3 cops in the apartment.
Did Ramona ever come out?
No.
Oh,
you never saw Ramona again, huh?
Nope.
Was it the right house?
Nope.
Okay,
she didn't even leave her room.
You know what leads me to this story?
What?
And I don't want to. The time,
Watch it.
You watch
think
it.
Think about it before you
I am going to say
think
it.
Think about it.
Okay, brothers. Come
think
on.
It through.
I'm not going to say it.
Run it past me first. Like,
no.
Give me three keywords and I
think
say
no,
yes
I'm
going to
just say it.
Think it through.
Because I know the
I'm
story.
Not gonna think it through.
Think it through.
You got me laid.
Oh, that's right. I remember that
Wait,
story.
What? No, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah,
at
you
the dorm, right?
I don't know. You don't go tell.
What is he
doing? I don't know.
Dude, tell the story.
I don't
want to
be mean, though. I don't mean being mean
no,
to the
but
woman.
Really, really lay it out, the background.
I don't know.
No, don't be mean.
Then
no.
You do it.
Okay,
you
so.
You tell the story, yeah.
This is when Bob was performing at the Tempe Improv.
Okay. Yeah, but I was.
I was attending
Ace. Yeah, but I was not headlining. I was opening for.
I don't remember
Carlos
that.
Macias.
Oh, okay. He was opening for Carlos.
Yeah.
So I go, you know, I'm like, cool. I'm in my dorm is literally right down the street from where he was performing.
Yeah.
Right down the street. I lived at the little dorm, you know. I was mm-hmm. seeing a girl. God, who's the girl I was seeing? Oh, Jean.
Yeah, Jean. Yeah.
Jean was like
a
paler white kind of,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And then Jean, I don't even know her friend's name, but she was like a fat Latina woman.
Okay.
Like pretty fat.
Yeah.
Not fat.
Pretty fat.
Really fat.
Pretty fat, yeah.
Yeah.
Acne.
Yeah, really bad.
And then my friend Brian from Chicago. Remember my friend Brian?
We'd
rap together and stuff. So we went to see him. And then I go set up like maybe an after party in my dorm room or something. Oh, no. Tell him we wanted to take you to lunch.
Yeah. So my brother.
That day up.
So my brother's like, yeah, man, we're going to go to a restaurant, one of my favorite restaurants in the whole world. Like he classed it up as if we were going to Morton's, right? And he's a
like Morton's Steakhouse?
Yeah. He goes, my treat. You know what I mean? Like we're going to this classy place.
Yeah.
My shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're going to love it, dude.
Yeah.
LA style, right? And he takes me to Mongolian barbecue.
No, Mongolian walk.
Where like
they
in the
put
mall?
Your
where
stuff.
You go
yeah,
in a
like,
line.
Like the mall.
You put frozen beef in a bowl.
Yeah.
Right? They weigh it.
But dude, I was a college student. I didn't know. You know what I mean? Like I didn't know good places.
Yeah.
I thought
that wasn't gourmet though.
It wasn't
that
gourmet.
That was high end to you though.
It was high end to me because I ate Wendy's every day.
Yeah. So thank you for that meal.
Okay.
And then?
Okay. I don't. It's like, kind of a foggy thing.
No, I'll just tell you exactly what I ended up doing.
But,
okay.
Well, I painted a little bit. We're in the same room at night.
We're in the same room.
And we're in Jean's dorm room. We're in the girl's dorm room.
He's with this girl, white girl, Jean, mm-hmm. and I'm with the other one. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
And
Yeah.
And condom.
No. You do it.
I did wear condom.
Because you walked up to me. I was with Jean, and you go, "Hey, dude, do you have a? There's condoms here." He goes, "Hey, dude, sorry, it's a condom."
Yeah.
So I get up, I go, yeah. And I go to the desk.
Yeah.
And she had them in the desk.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, and I gave you one.
And I wore it.
Yeah.
Thank God.
You don't remember that?
I don't remember.
I do.
But here's what I do remember.
Okay.
And this is where I'm probably going to go to hell.
He was in and out of there so fast.
Not only that, a year later.
Well, hold up. You didn't even complete the story.
I don't want to get into the sexuality of it.
Why not?
Because I don't. If she's listening, I don't want her feelings.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, I mean it's not right.
And it's probably inaccurate. It's so long ago.
Yeah, it's a long time ago. But here's where I was the biggest asshole. A year later, I'm opening for Polly mm-hmm. at that same room.
Yeah.
And I'm on stage, and I see
she was
the fat let
front
oh,
row
my
in
gosh.
The front row, and she's looking at me with these sweet eyes.
Yeah.
Right?
She went to
and
see
when you
him.
Where you walk off the stage.
Yeah.
Right? Is where are you literally walk by her. So I crush, I go, good night, right? And I get off stage, she grabs my arm, and I go like this, get off me.
Bobby.
She grabbed me like that, I go, get off me like that. And I went to the green room, and I waited until everyone left the club after Polly was done, and then I went out.
Why
was that your instinct?
You
just don't touch me.
Just embarrassed?
No, I
that
killed.
You had...
oh.
I, know,
I just crushed.
Get off me.
You know what I mean? In front of
yeah,
a packed room.
Like,
yeah, it's like,
God.
You know what I mean?
Oh my
asshole. Asshole.
Yeah, I feel bad
asshole,
about that. So what was her?
Asshole.
I don't even remember her name.
I don't
okay,
remember
you
her name.
Definitely not say her name now.
I know. I don't
I
know her name. Senorita,
her.
I'm sorry. Is that mean? Was that mean, right?
I mean incredibly mean.
Why?
But he just crushed.
But you're missing a major detail in the story.
Oh,
what is
fuck. I go.
Say in the mic close.
Well, he goes, I go, how was it? And then, because he was talking about... down there.
Yeah.
And he goes, dude, it smelled like blood.
Oh, she was on her period.
Big deal.
She's on her period.
Look at
You hit him.
Dude, don't look at me like that. I'm so sorry. No. George, we can edit that out. No, you want to edit it out? No, I'm sorry. Out. Okay.
But that information.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, is, you know, it's a little mean.
Oh. Why? If she was on her period, what's the big deal?
She wasn't.
But you said something about blood. That's all I remember about blood.
It smelled like
blood.
Hot blood, I said.
Yeah, you said. Yeah, yeah, you said something about blood.
It wasn't bleeding. Yeah. Right? It just tasted like.
Oh, so you went down on her. You're very charitable.
Mm, yeah.
That's actually pretty nice.
You know
nice.
What, dude? She wasn't that bad.
No, I have think a question about it.
She
for
wasn't
you guys.
That bad. She was pretty attractive.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
You guys aren't really into eating pussy, both of you.
I'm into it.
Why is it?
You're not?
No, I'm not good at it, I don't think. I just go, you know.
Ooh, whoa, what was that?
Yeah, that's how you do it?
Right off the bat?
Yeah, yeah.
So fast, man.
I'm not good at it.
But you do it?
Because I think that the good guys know how to do the finger. They could do that, and you know, they know the hot spot.
Watch
I don't
these
know.
Faces.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how to do any of that.
You don't know how to do that?
It's just, you know.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
a
yeah.
mess.
It's a mess.
I don't mind doing it. I'm not good at it.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
So a lot of
she doesn't
good.
Do it?
I do it.
He's okay at it.
Yeah, do you,
he doesn't do it as much because I
do
probably
you,
don't let him.
Do you, are you good at fucking though?
I'm pretty good.
What do you mean?
I've gotten better over the years.
You're good, you have your technique?
Well, I last longer now.
Oh, you do?
Because
that doesn't make you a good lover though, lasting long.
Yeah,
if you last too long, it's really annoying.
Oh, it is?
Fuck yeah. It's like, get off of me already.
Really?
Yeah, like, it's not.
She's like, I've been doing it 5 hours.
Trust me,
at a time.
Even if. If you can stay, if you can last 7-8 minutes, that's adequate.
Really?
That's extremely adequate.
Under 10.
What, do you last an hour?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's just annoying.
2 hours.
Yeah, because it's just, I mean, if, yes.
2 hours?
What, before coming once?
Well, I wanted to go on to say that my pocket pussies over the years have desensitized my dick.
That's why.
Interesting. Strengthened. Mm.
Who gave you the first pocket pussy? I did. I'm so sorry about that.
Really?
We used to go to the stores and we would stick our fingers in the new ones to see which one the softest one was.
Mm-hmm.
We would do the hot
that
oil.
That shit fucked up
but
my life. I can't even use my hand
your
anymore.
Your pocket pussies look like pocket pussies. His look like rocket ships. They're
or like alien, the alien tentacle one
that
like opened like that. Like
or
the
one that has like a box. It was like this big.
Yeah, you
like,
had some.
Oh, I love
Avatar pussy. Avatar pussy.
Yeah.
Avatar pussy.
Yeah, my mom, when she cleans the house, she always finds like
new.
Oh,
there was that one with the, I don't know where
it opened up like
no,
that.
No, there was one that looked like an iPod.
Mm-hmm.
What?
With there's buttons on it.
No.
What is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a tanning bed.
No.
Like you flip
like
it over like
bed.
This. It's like a.
And you stick it in and it goes, it makes a noise.
And you can hit different points.
Different points
in it.
On it.
Because I try to use it on him.
It's
and
electronic?
It
yeah.
It's electronic?
Yeah, I don't know where it is, but yeah.
Why are you so excited?
Oh, I just want to take a look at it.
He wants to use it, but
no, I just want to look at it. It's
okay, I have it somewhere. We'll find it.
Okay.
Yeah, you want it?
No,
I don't
no,
use
no,
it
no,
anymore.
No, no.
It.
I just want to look at it, see what it looks like.
Yeah, yeah. Is I mean, you know what I do is I use. I mean, I haven't done it. You know what I mean? But I use that massager.
Oh yeah,
see,
we talked
that's
about
weird.
This.
We talked about that.
We've
that's
talked about
pretty
this.
Weird.
Why?
Because it's for your back. For your back.
That's the weird.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
That's
man.
The weird one?
Yeah.
That's weird?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I do some weird shit, too.
I know you
what's
do.
The weird, what's one of
well,
your
I've,
weird habits?
Well, I've gone through a pocket pussy where it just started breaking down, and I cut it. I cut because I didn't have another one, so I cut it, so at least what? I had the material. So I fucked the other hole, the other side of
the other
the,
side
yeah,
of
like
the pocket
this much.
Pussy.
Yeah. I just put Vaseline on it, and I did that.
So you, wow.
I was that hard. Because I can't use my hand. I'm like, I don't know
so
why.
So if you were a hunter, you would use the bone. You know?
Oh,
make
man.
Necklaces. You know what I mean? Like, you don't go to any waste. No waste.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
You know what? I will no admit, way. When I was younger and I couldn't afford a vibrator, I would use weird things too.
Like what?
Like the back end, not the bristle end of the toothbrush.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
How did it feel?
Really good. Because I didn't have a vibrator. I was too young. I mean, not too young. I just never really had the money to buy one. So I would find weird things
you know,
to use.
I've done that, not with a toothbrush, but I put my PS2 controller on my ball sack when I was in high school. I used to leave my character. It was COD4.
Oh.
So I would leave the character getting shots. I'm like,
zzz, yeah.
Zzz. Oh.
I didn't like it, though.
You don't like it?
No.
You're not the type of guy that uses stuff.
No, just hand.
Just your hand.
But please don't introduce it to Gilbert because it'll ruin you. It'll destroy
dude,
you.
Destroy your life.
I'm already sensitive because I have foreskin, so it's like very. I don't even have to put pressure.
Do you use lotion or Vaseline?
Zero.
You know what Gochu's like, right? It's not. It's the one with the turtle.
Turtleneck.
Yeah, yeah, I understand that. Yeah, oh, I know. Yeah. Like, yeah, and I've seen a
Furby. Pepperoni. Yeah. This is a pepperoni.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I want to also talk about, and I don't know what he did wrong, but can you explain to me Ryan Lochte?
Oh, what do you mean you don't know what he did wrong? He's Are you crazy?
He lied about getting robbed.
Okay, but can I just say this?
Oh, God, are you gonna...
I just want to say this, okay?
All right, go ahead.
I want to do the impossible task of siding with him.
Okay, defend him.
I'm going to defend him, all right? So you tell me what he did wrong, and I'll tell you, I'm going to ask you what the fuck's the problem.
Okay, I'll tell you the account of the story. He's out with four friends.
Okay.
They enter a gas station, which they start peeing on like the side of the wall.
Okay, but they are
vandalize it.
They're in Brazil.
They get held. The owner's like, hey, are you going to pay for that?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, nah, I'm not going to pay for it. They get held at gunpoint at that point because they're, you know, they're... property is being vandalized and the guys don't want to pay.
Can I ask you a question?
He then after that he fabricated the story and said a bunch of fake police officers held us at gunpoint and robbed us, stopped our taxi and robbed us, which is like such an opposite.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
My first question to you. Mm-hmm. If you owned a liquor store in LA,
yeah,
and a random black guy mm-hmm. pissed on your building, that's one thing.
Yeah.
Is it the same if you saw LeBron James pissing on your building?
Oh God.
Is it? I'm just asking a valid question.
Okay, but there's a difference. Let me just say now.
No, I'm not done with my argument. Okay. Really, don't yell at me. I'm telling you the opposite point of view. Okay. For me, a random black guy's pissing on my building. Fuck. LeBron James. I'm gonna get a photo. I'll be real. It's fucking LeBron James.
Okay. I have an argument against that.
Counter.
All right. And also on top of it, I'm not done with it real quick. All right. On top of it, it's not even in America. We're in a different third world situation.
Which makes it even worse because you're disrespecting a completely different country.
I don't agree with Ryan Lochte. I'm just I know I'm doing the opposite point of view to see if I can defend him. I don't believe in the things I'm saying right now.
I'm defending him. But
let me tell you. I have something to say then.
Yeah.
Ryan Lochte is a sheltered white boy swimmer. He is not LeBron James.
How many golds did he win?
Okay. Let me tell you.
How many golds did he win? Look it up right now.
Ryan Lochte.
How many golds did
Ryan
Lochte
win? This is why this is such bullshit. This fucking world thinks that immediately just because you've won a gold medal, that equates to being a good person. Let me tell you something about swimmers. And I was a swimmer for 15 years. Swimmers are fucking sheltered kids that don't ever leave the microcosm of their swimmer friends and family. This is what their schedule looks like. You swim in the morning, you go to class, you go to the gym, swim again. Go to sleep at night. They do this Monday through Saturday. They don't have a break until Sunday. They don't have friends other than swimmers.
You know what they call that? Sacrifice.
That's not sacrifice. That's not
what they call it.
There's no
sacrifice.
I'm telling you this right now, and I was a swimmer. I feel like when I was living in the Philippines, I felt like I grew a lot faster. But when I became a swimmer in the United States, my actual character growth was stunted. And in my 20s, I felt... or late teens and early 20s, I felt really, really...
I agree with
you. Underexposed. I was really stupid because all I was surrounded with was other dumb, sheltered swimmers. Mm. All I did was school and swimming. Nothing ever broke my little perfect little bubble of being a fucking athlete. I didn't experience life. I just swam, right? So to fucking... To revere him and put him in this pedestal is really quite wrong just because he won a gold medal. He's a fucking
Vietnam
dumb douchebag.
Vietnam.
Boom, Ryan Lochte, Kalilo.
Yeah.
Vietnam, they won their very first gold medal. Do you guys know that?
Yeah.
Awesome.
In air pistol.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cool.
And the country is celebrating him.
Hell yeah.
He is a god. Okay. Ryan Lochte, 6 golds.
He won 6 golds?
Ryan Lochte did.
So you...
I'm saying that... It's a liquor store or a gas station in Brazil. Yeah. He fucked up. He lied.
He's a liar.
He pissed on a building.
Yeah.
He torn out a sign. But he also won 6 gold, and that's all I'm saying. And
that has nothing to do.
I think it does.
No, absolutely not.
Worst argument. I think it does.
That makes him even a shittier person to be in the position where you know people are possibly idolizing you and to go into a different country and to completely vandalize poor people's, like, family businesses?
Yeah, you know what's that's worse than fucking, what he did?
That's
didn't
worse.
He, didn't he fuck bailed on his teammates, friends,
right? Yeah. Didn't he fuck up his
and then he went left the country.
Matt Lauer and started crying like, I'm embarrassed. Yeah. Like, cried? Dude, no.
Yeah,
I
saw the interview, too. He lost a lot of sponsors. Like
He
lost Speedo. Yeah, he lost Speedo.
I can't defend him. I was just trying to, and now you're thinking that I have that point.
My
of view,
only, the only way you could have defended him yeah. is using my defense, which is, look, he really just is a dumb swimmer kid. Did you expect much more? That was the only way to defend him.
Yeah, he had a reality TV show on E!
Yeah, I mean, well, this guy is, yeah. like, is infamous for being a fucking douchebag. He's a fuckboy. Like, he is just... on the bottom rung of the, oh God!
But thank
I don't,
you for representing so you, our country, so, but yeah.
So you don't, I mean, you don't like this guy at all?
I don't because I really I don't want to talk shit about the sport of swimming, but because I was so immersed in it, I know what these kids are like. Yeah. And even Michael Phelps, I mean, I think that he's one of the greatest athletes that will ever go down in history. But careful. Don't fucking try to convince me that he's one of the greatest people that ever lived.
I know, but I'm
he's just good
I'm,
at swimming.
I'm
laps.
Not defending my Lochte. But if Michael Phelps pissed on a building, he's allowed. I don't give a fuck. He won 23 fucking gold.
Gold.
Steve, 23. People dedicate their lives.
Just for one?
For not one, and they never get it.
Yeah.
The dude got 23.
Yeah.
Him and Usain Bolt can pee on any building they want.
Cool. Yeah, but for that's the rest just, of their okay, lives. You're saying that. Let's say, for instance, an ICU nurse who spends 10 years of her life saving people's lives day in and day out doesn't get a pass, but someone who swims laps for a living gets a pass to fucking piss on a building? What
I'm
the fuck
kidding.
Have they done
I'm
in their
kidding.
Lives?
I'm kidding. I'm just trying to have fun.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just right. doing the opposing point of view just to, like, get you all riled up. You don't take it personally, okay?
But, oh, you mentioned Usain Bolt. Did you hear what happened to him?
I love Usain
Bolt. That girl took pictures with him. He slept and he cheated on his girlfriend for 2 years. In the snaps, like, everywhere now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is anyone surprised?
I'm not surprised.
He also won gold.
Yeah, he also won 6 gold.
Oh, shout out to Bubba Jenkins, too.
Oh, yeah, Bubba Jenkins.
Oh, yeah.
Listen are we podcast. Going to his fight?
I want to, but I didn't know that he was affiliated with this or he listens
well,
to
he
you guys.
Well, he tweeted us and said that he invited yeah. the whole Tiger Belly crew to go to his fight.
Tell us how you know him.
Well, I still watch wrestling, and I went to Arizona State also, and mm-hmm. he won a championship at ASU. He pinned David Taylor.
Boom. Dropping now. It's Steve. Yeah.
So that's how I know him.
Yeah.
He upset David Taylor.
Who's David Taylor?
Who's David Taylor?
He was no he's he's one of the best wrestlers
in the country right now.
Ever. Yeah, yeah. He's from Penn State. He's you know.
On a
phenom kid from the East Coast of Pennsylvania. Yeah.
On a lighter note, mm-hmm. have you guys seen why well, no you have the Malaysian diver?
No.
With oh. the Splash Brothers.
No, it's
no,
worse.
No, it's a different
the
one.
Splash Brothers got beat.
Oh no, you yes. can't beat the Splash Brothers.
Splash Brothers are pretty
we
bad.
We got beat by Malaysia. And also the
why.
Reigning 2012 Olympic gold medal Russian diver also beat the Filipino divers.
Yeah.
Belly in flop?
Belly flop. Yeah. I mean not
medalist?
Only a belly flop.
You seen
yeah.
it?
Yeah. The guy who won in London completely just
it
had
didn't it. Didn't look as bad as the as the Splash Brothers, but let me say this. The Splash Brothers also wasn't at the Olympics.
Well, obviously.
If they did the Olympics that way, that would be hands down the greatest thing that's yeah, ever yeah. happened, right?
I wish it was.
But this Malaysian diver, if you look at it at a certain angle, he needs to practice. He needs to go back and train.
You have to show me.
Yeah, yeah,
after.
We'll show it to him. Yeah, yeah.
I'll show you
after.
Yeah.
After,
yeah.
after.
You got
to
check it out.
I need to see
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I need
wow,
to
worse
see
than
it.
The Splash Brothers. Jeez.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but
I just want to hear you laugh at it, anyways, on this podcast. So I'm gonna find it.
I find it
because
I might not laugh though, because the Splash Brothers—that's hard to beat.
There's just
yeah, and everyone kept tweeting that to me, like it happened in this Olympics. The mm-hmm. amount of people are like, "Hey, did you see the Philippine diver?" I'm like, "That's
yeah,
2 years old."
And also, if the reigning 2012 gold medalist can belly flop, now I don't feel so bad for the Filipino divers
yeah.
in such a local event. You
there's
know?
So much pressure, though. There's so
I
much
know.
Pressure.
You know about it.
I haven't seen this.
Right, when you first it. See it, it's not good. You got to watch the replay, though.
The replay, it's his landing.
All right, now we're watching the Malaysian diver. Oh, my
God.
No,
but
no, watch. Look at the angle, though.
He turtled.
Yeah, that was a turtle.
And his coaches. You'll see his coaches, too.
Is he supposed to jump in an angle?
But then look at his coaches. Look at wait. Look at the angle. Look at the angle.
Why is he coming off the side?
What?
Oh shit!
And his coaches are so disappointed. Why look at his coaches though.
Okay, now we just watch the coaches.
The coach is basically.
It's pretty funny. Oh, pretty my funny.
God. That's pretty funny. That's really pretty good. And that's pretty Olympics. Good. Yeah. That's not like.
What do you say to them when they get off?
Okay, you'll be the coaches. I'll be him.
Sorry, coach. Is that okay, though? I tried my best.
No. Yeah. That was the worst thing we ever seen.
But.
I
tried.
No.
Sorry.
What happens now?
You find your own way home.
What, to Malaysia?
Oh yeah.
I don't have money, coach.
No, we're leaving now, but coach. No, fuck you.
Okay.
Yeah, you live in Brazil now.
You live in Brazil.
Yeah, yeah. That was pretty bad. That was pretty bad. Where we at time?
Time for a question.
Yeah, I want to plug things now.
I want to plug some stuff now too.
And then let's do the question.
Yeah. You got it. What would you, Steve? Would you like to plug your?
Yeah. I wanted to. First of all, we're doing, we have our own Twitch thing going on now.
What's your handle,
Steve? My handle's Stevie Weeby, and I'm a part of Eric G and Deuce Lee. We'll be playing this Friday, Trials of Osiris. Bob's going to be playing.
Bobby
Eric.
Lee Live?
Yeah, what's yours, Bob?
Bobby Lee Comedy.
Bobby Lee Live
is your Twitch channel.
We'll be doing that this Friday. The Monchi Tour is coming up. You could go to monchi.com/tour, and it has all of our dates. October 29th, Fresno. October 31st, we'll be at the San Francisco Elbow Room, and so on and so on. November 2nd, Portland, Oregon, Mississippi Studios. November 3rd, Tacoma, Washington, at Real Art Tacoma. November 4th, Seattle, at Barboza. And then on the 5th, of November, Vancouver at the Cobalt. November 8th, Salt Lake City at Kilby Court. We added a new one, November 10th, Denver, Colorado, Lost Lake Lounge. On November 11th, Santa Fe, New Mexico at Meow Wolf. Ooh, Arizona. November 13th, Phoenix, Arizona at Last Exit Live. November 14th, San Diego at Blonde Bar. And then
we're going to
San Diego.
Yeah.
And then we're going to end it at Los Globos on the 16th at
I'll be there.
Yeah, in LA. Oh, and we're doing more than half with a shout out to Kid Koala. Kid Koala's doing more than half of this with us.
Oh, nice.
Rapper, cool. Right?
Oh, no, he's a DJ. Oh, DJ. Yeah, yeah. What else? Oh, then just check out monchibandcap.com, stevieweebymusic.com, and then my Instagram's Kwangu, Q-U-A-N-G-O-U. And that's it. Did I miss something, George?
I think we're good.
Okay.
Should I plug your dates?
No, I don't know what they are, but
I have them.
You do?
Yeah, go ahead. Do it.
You're going to do the odd. So, the last few weeks I said that you're going to be in Calgary.
Yeah.
September 20-something, and that's actually canceled because you're doing the Oddball Fest.
Yeah.
And you're doing September 22, 23, 24, and that's in Houston, Dallas, and Austin.
So 23, 24.
Yeah.
Houston, Dallas, Austin, Oddball Fest.
Yes.
Ooh. Who else is on that lineup, do you know? I think Gabriel Iglesias.
I didn't actually check those particular dates.
But it should be a big thing. It's a big thing, right? Mm-hmm. You know, some check it out. I don't know if I can give a fuck. But,
For other tour dates, go to BobbyLeeLive.com.
Yeah. All right, give me the question.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby, Kalila, and Stevie Weeby.
Dear Tiger Belly, greetings from London. My friend is 17, and ever since he came out of the closet, it's gone downhill. He meets weekly with random people on Grindr and takes too many drugs. He's already been addicted to coke, speed, and has tried meth. I'm stuck on what to do. I've tried getting him off, and I've tried to end this phase. I know that people can't beat addiction until they want help, but I just don't want him to end up having a really shitty life. What should I do? His name is ML.
This is you guys' department.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
you just gotta.
Before I start, the meeting on Grindr weekly stuff is not a problem. He's coming out of the closet and.
Yeah, that's not the
sex.
Problem.
Like,
the problem
that's not
is the drug usage and what it's doing to him.
Unfortunately, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, there is nothing you could do. He's got to reach his own kind of realization on that.
Because for years, I tried to get my brother sober and it never worked.
I mean, this guy was in my ear for years.
So what was your realization?
I had that moment of clarity where I didn't like where my life was. And I'm like, oh, I want to get sober. I don't like doing this.
But does that overpower the physical desire to use?
Well,
like that moment of clarity is stronger than the physical addiction to use?
Probably not at that moment, but you'd have to make a decision.
Yeah.
At sometime in life, and if you want to make a change.
I always think, what does bottom feel like?
Shitty. Very shitty.
Yeah, it's not a good. It's a. You can see your death. Not like tomorrow, but inevitably, you know that this is only going to end in a really horrific, bad way.
Or it's stagnation. You're just stagnated. Mm-hmm. You don't change. It's like Groundhog Day. You're just in this fucked up place of Groundhog Day. Nothing. You don't take any risks. You're just what the people don't realize is when they do drugs and alcohol, that's actually their solution.
Yeah. It's not the root of the problem.
It's not the root of the problem. The root of the problem is up here, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I would just have to... I mean, there's nothing that guy could do. His friend, I mean, he probably means well and all, but there's really nothing he could do right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you know...
It sucks, but... Yeah. Unless they do a family intervention or some shit, but... That doesn't even work, you know what I mean?
Yeah, most of the time.
Like family. The percentage of them staying sober, you know, you've seen the show.
Yeah. Well, also statistically, it's bad, you know? Like, my brother and I are very lucky, because statistically, only 5% or something.
So when your brother was still using and you were already sober, you would still buy him beer?
You would buy me weed.
I wouldn't buy him weed. What I would do is I would get weed. Like, I would, shows,
he would get weed.
Somebody will go, here's some weed. And I don't know why, I guess I enabled my brother, but this is a long time ago, and I used to give him weed.
Because you know that he was going to use whether you gave him
weed. Yeah. I would never give him, like, cocaine or crack.
No, or, like, I'd be at the Comedy Store, and he's like, dude, you want a beer?
Yeah.
I want a beer.
Yeah.
It was like that.
I always feel really guilty even drinking around him, and even when we had the fights over in the weekend, I asked you, like, I've never brought alcohol in this house, like, not once in my life. And that was the first time this past weekend because
it was
so
fine.
I was so conscious. I'm always so conscious of just having it around him, you know?
Sweetie, I get handed cocaine.
I know.
After shows.
But that's, they're not your partners.
I know. If I'm going to use, I'm going to use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, there's nothing that's going to stop me. I will get there.
Oh, yeah. If I want
to, regardless if it's in the house or not,
I don't have a desire to do it.
Yeah.
I don't have the obsession has been removed from me at least.
Me too.
Yeah. Once in a blue moon, I'll think of a cold beer.
Passes.
Do you ever feel weak on the road?
There was one time in our last, I think it was when we were doing the Die Antwoord, we opened for them in Hawaii. It was the Tyler show. I forgot what show, but I was a little. Irritable, and then because we weren't allowed in the green room, so we had to go to this mall, and they all met at a bar, and that was the closest the last time because I was like fucking pissed. Because they were drinking beers, my bandmates, and it looked good at the time. I'm like, fuck, that would be great if I could drink a beer right now.
And what do you do? But then
Money Mark looked at me, and he was like concerned. Mm-hmm. He was like. And I go, and I realized it. I'm like, whoa, I can't be doing that.
So what do you do? Remove yourself completely from this?
Yeah, well, you know, I tried to. I was like, dude, I'm going to go to Starbucks. You guys should be here. I want to just go to Starbucks right now.
Yeah.
But I, you know, I made it through that.
When I was in Virginia with Jade, one night she had smoked pot and we were walking back and she's just laughing, you know. She's like, I'm going to sleep so good tonight, you know. Oh. And I have a hard time unwinding, you know. Mm. I just know that if I got a buzz and I smoked some pot and did a couple of shots that I would, in a Valium, that I could just pass out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I can't.
I have a prediction about like programs like AA and things like that. Down the road, I really do think that they're not going to see pot as the same way that they see it now, which is, you know, addictive and destructive. Because in AA, you guys are still allowed to smoke cigarettes, dip, and do all these like, things that are far more destructive than marijuana itself, right?
No, I disagree.
Why?
Because it's a mind altering chemical, right? And I'm addicted to just not being here, right? Sober.
You're addicted to the liftoff.
Yeah, I want to hide from the suffering and the pain, right? And marijuana would do that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For sure.
So it's like sugar is far worse of a drug than...
Yeah, I know, but sweetie, it's not about... I understand that cigarettes are killing me slowly and it's going to inevitably kill me. Bad food is going to kill me, right? But also, bad food and cigarettes doesn't prohibit me from showing up to life. right? I mean, I show up. If I did marijuana and I started drinking,
yeah,
I wouldn't show up to anything.
I think that that is your argument in the sense that if that's what marijuana does to you, if you smoke an indica and yeah, you are kind of just a fucking wallflower, but a lot of people can attest to the fact that marijuana has only increased their productivity.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's, I'm not that guy.
Yeah, it's, that's his experience. No, but then
you're smoking the wrong thing is what I'm saying. Like if there are different strains for different types of personalities and peoples and ailments. So, you know, and it doesn't even have to be a high THC amount.
I almost want to smoke pot right now.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying like
don't relapse.
For the purpose of an art.
I mean, I want to smoke pot just to tell her. And then a year from now, she's like, "He's homeless, sucking dick on the side of the road."
She'd laugh. She'd laugh her ass
off. Yeah. And then you guys are gonna do a search party.
Oh,
and
I'm sucking black dick trying to get cracked.
I mean, it's gonna be awful.
Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think that there is such a long, long historical stigma with weed that I think that you know, like.
I am a gigantic supporter of legalized marijuana.
I
believe that it should exist freely. Mm-hmm. It's natural.
Yeah.
And I believe that when my friends smoke it, smoke it. Yeah. I would if I could. Mm-hmm. I know that I can't. Yeah. Because I know that once I'm smoking weed, I'm going to drink a beer.
Yeah.
And once I'm drinking a beer, I'm going to do cocaine and acid and heroin and opiates and everything. Mm-hmm. Right? So I can't do any of it.
Yeah.
No, right?
I respect that.
And and cigarettes doesn't do that. Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't get me high. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's a physical addiction, right? Like if I don't smoke cigarettes, I can just feel like, oh, God, I kind of want a cigarette. But I'm clear, right?
Mm-hmm. This shit's all bad, too.
I know it is.
You swallow it. That's the problem.
Yeah,
oh, shit.
Yeah, you swallow it, dude.
God.
Yeah, he doesn't spit it out anymore.
So, kids, if you're at home and you're watching, don't ever start this. This is really bad. It's bad for you.
All right, so are you hungry?
Let's end on a good note.
Yeah, I love you guys,
too. Can we end on this one Twitter question?
Yeah,
Bobby Clyde have answered this. If you can end the world, or you can only live with three food items, what are they?
What are you talking about? Like, what do you mean?
Like, you can only choose three foods.
If it's at the end of the world and, like, some, like, fucking...
I get to choose my last meal?
No. Oh. You can only live with three types of food for the rest of your life.
Oh, three foods?
For the rest of your life.
And then you have to eat it every day?
Yes.
That's it. So choose three, carefully.
Fresh Brothers, that Supreme pizza.
Okay.
Yeah. The works. The works.
The works. That's Fresh Brothers, the works.
Deep dish, regular,
deep
thin crust.
Deep dish.
Okay.
Two more. It's supposed to be a rapid fire, but
Jajangmyeon.
No,
he hates Jajangmyeon.
I hate Jajangmyeon.
Oh wait, you don't like Jajangmyeon. I love Jajangmyeon. Right. You like that other stuff that you always get at the Korean market.
Oh, gochujang.
Yes, gochujang.
That wouldn't be it, though.
That wouldn't be it. So I would have to have a breakfast food, huh?
It's your call, man. I don't set the rules.
I'm just be safe. Denver omelet.
So a Denver omelet.
A Denver omelet.
The works, yeah. Fresh Brother.
The works, Fresh Brother.
And then one more. Cobb salad.
Really?
Wow. You love Cobb salad.
Really?
Cobb salad. Well, because you'd have to have something kind of nutritious in there.
Yeah. Denver omelet. Not bad.
It's really good.
What about you guys?
No, I don't want to do it anymore.
Okay.
Mine changes every day.
Yeah. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Mm-hmm. Make sure you guys follow us on Instagram at TigerBelly, on Twitter at TheTigerBelly. If you want to email us any questions, you can do that at TheTigerBelly@gmail.com. Kalila, anything?
You can follow me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter at Calamity K. That's KHALIMITYK. Also, you can send us anything, any gifts for Steve, George, Bobby, myself, Bryce, Gilbert, or anyone you want, our cats, dogs, to our PO box.
Send some skateboards for me.
Oh, yeah. Steve loves skateboards.
So expensive. If you could afford that.
To 1626 North Wilcox Avenue, number 161, Hollywood, California, 90028.
Yep. Make sure if you haven't yet listened to our mixtape or want to share it with any of your friends, you can go on Bandcamp and find that. George, anything else to let the people know?
Nah, everything's rock and roll.
Cool. Yeah, ladies. George is single. Make it happen. We're going to videotape George getting laid. That's not real. Make sure you follow George at George_Kimmel or at Voted Best Tweets. And you can follow me at Gilbert's. Good night.
Good night. See you guys next week.
night, yeah.